Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, lovely listeners. Welcome back to Radiant Confidence, your daily dose of positivity and power. I'm Riley Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a smile on your face and fire in your heart. Today we're diving into something super important. Self-care for better mental health. Now, before you picture yourself in a bubble bath surrounded by fluffy towels, which, by the way, sounds amazing. Let me tell you, self-care isn't just about pampering. It's about building a foundation of well-being that helps you handle stress, boost your mood, and simply feel more like you. So, why is this so vital? Because we live in a world that constantly demands our attention, drains our energy, and sometimes leaves us feeling, well, depleted. Like that phone battery icon flashing red. You know that feeling when you're juggling work, relationships, responsibilities, and trying to keep up with everything around you? Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for staying balanced and thriving. Think of it as investing in yourself, the most important asset you have. Okay, let's get real. Self-care isn't a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. What works for me might not work for you, and that's totally okay. But here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as you build your self-care toolkit. First things first, listen to your body. It's giving you constant signals, those aches, those exhaustion vibes, even that craving for a chocolate bar, which is totally valid sometimes. Pay attention to what it needs. Is it crying out for a good night's sleep? A hearty meal filled with goodness? Maybe it just needs a walk in the sunshine or some gentle stretching. Second, make time for activities that truly nourish your soul. This could be anything from reading a captivating book to painting, dancing like nobody's watching, which is always a good idea, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of tea while listening to your favorite music. Remember those hobbies you used to love? It's time to dust them off and rediscover the joy. Third, cultivate strong connections with people who lift you up. Surrounding yourself with positive energy and genuine support is essential for mental well-being. Those deep conversations, shared laughter, and a listening ear can make all the difference in the world. Fourth, set healthy boundaries. This one's crucial, especially in our hyper-connected world. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or compromise your well-being. Protect your time, your space, and your mental peace. You deserve it. Lastly, don't underestimate the power of mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to simply be present. Notice your breath, the sensations in your body, the sounds around you. Even 5 minutes of quiet contemplation can help calm your mind and bring clarity. Ever feel like you're running on autopilot? Like you're just going through the motions without truly experiencing life? You know that feeling when you're so caught up in the hustle that you forget to simply be? I've been there, trust me. But here's a real-world example. Imagine this. You're at work, buried under a mountain of emails and deadlines, when your phone buzzes with a notification. It's an invitation to a friend's birthday party. Your mind instantly starts racing. Should I go? I have so much work to do. Maybe I can just send a quick gift. But then you pause. You remember how much joy those impromptu get-togethers bring, how good it feels to connect with loved ones, and how important it is to recharge your batteries. You decide to put down the laptop, grab a friend and head out for some fun. That's self-care in action, making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being, even amidst the chaos. Remember, listeners, you are worthy of love, care, and joy. Building a strong foundation of self-care is not selfish, it's an act of empowerment. It allows you to show up fully in all areas of your life, as a friend, a partner, a colleague, and most importantly, as the amazing person you truly are. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one self-care ritual that brings you joy? Share it with me on social media or leave a comment below. Let's inspire each other to live our best lives, one radiant act of self-love at a time. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.